Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We are back. Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio. I thought I'd start a little bit different to wake all of you up. So listen, guys, we have a fantastic show for you today. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday on point four, and we have just a lot of really cool, fun stuff. Make sure you all are taking notes, and I know a lot of you guys, brokers, office managers, use our daily podcast for your training of your agents. Guys, as we always say, it's critical that you take action. Don't think you have to do a bunch of mindset work and do a bunch of, you know, other stuff before you take action. Learn as you earn. And so Julie and I both got a couple emails we want to share with you. But before we do that, Gina, as you guys know, is our production manager. Actually, she has about a billion titles, but really I would say she's our radio show boss and our website boss. So she's got some cool stuff to share with you guys over on the website. Make sure you're reading the information on the site every single day, timandjulieharris.com. I know literally tens of thousands of you listen off iTunes and you never go to the main site. Go to the main site. Gina takes a lot of time and her staff to put up articles that are specifically designed to help you guys when you're dealing with all the different, you know, trials and tribulations of being a successful real estate agent. So timandjulieharris.com. And you can also listen to our show off that website as well. So Gina, you've got, I believe, you're going to tell them about the survey, correct?
I am. I'm still kind of hanging on that boss word, though. I think I might have to hold you to
that. Well, you are. I mean, you boss Julian around. You boss us around every day. That's how we refer to you as.
Oh, okay. Boss. Well, I'm not sure that you let me boss you around, but I'll take it.
It's a good thought.
Yeah, I am. We're going to talk about the survey today. Guys, on the website this morning, we launched the Spring 2017 Agent Success Survey. So it just went out this morning. We're just starting to collect responses, but we need your help because the first quarter is over and we need your answers on everything from online lead generation to social media, what, you know, shaped your first quarter production, the issues that are on your mind affecting your business for better or for worse. We need to know them. Give us your feedback. Be part of the results because, Tim, I believe we are going to reveal the results of this agent success survey right here on the podcast in a few weeks, right?
We are, and we're going to do a white paper and, you know, basically a report so all of you guys can have access to the – here's the reason we're doing it. Obviously, we want it for our own information, but also we want it so that you guys can kind of tap into the thinking of agents all across the country. And we have actually listeners now, and, you know, Gina will attest to this. Now, granted, not a lot, but we have listeners in – I don't even know how many different countries now, probably 10, maybe 15. It's crazy when I look at the map.
They're all over the
where
place.
Our listeners – yeah, I mean, literally, globally, we have listeners now, and it's important that you guys understand that, you know, surveys like this, they give us an insight into what you're thinking and feeling, but it also gives you guys an insight into what other people are thinking and feeling. And, you know, it's the funny thing about real estate is, for the most part, most people talk about what's already happened. By already happened, I don't mean last week. I mean by, like, 6 months ago. Things are changing so quick. Things are changing so fast. As far as, like, you know, buying buyer leads and Zillow and all these other things that are starting to spin up, you guys really need to know what's going on so you don't set yourself in a – otherwise, you're going to waste a whole year. You're going to follow some false prophet thinking that buying leads or some other thing is going to get you into the end zone, and then 6 months from now, you're going to discover it wasn't. But had you actually listened to what Julie and I said, you know, 2 years ago, you would have made that mistake in the first place. So that's what these surveys are designed to do, to keep you on the leading edge of what's actually happening and what's going to happen. And also, I know Gina's working on another article, which is talking about basically what's happening with the supply of the inventory of homes and price ranges. It's easy to be seduced into believing that the entire country is in some sort of crazy fire seller's market. And if you're in a crazy seller's market where there's no inventory, as I know some of you guys are experiencing that, you know, you won't think that maybe I should just expand the area in which I'm looking and maybe look 5 miles away, and then you'll find there's lots of inventory. So that's what the website's all about, to help you guys, you know, learn and earn, stay frosty, and stay motivated and focused. So, Gina, thanks for that. So, guys, make sure you go to the website, timandjulieharris.com. So, Julie, my dear, you have an email you'd like to read, I believe.
Well, actually, this is a Facebook shout-out over towards Homewood, Alabama. Jason Lane Garrison is one of our premier members, and he posted a beautiful picture of his office environment, spick and span, not just clean, but fully posted with wipe-off boards. That's what we call visual accountability. His desk is all organized. I can see he's working, I think, what looks like expireds possibly on his laptop is open. He's got his leads on the wall, and I asked him on Facebook, so what do your wipe-off boards tell you to do? See, the whole point of that visual accountability, and his look nice and organized right in front of his eyes. He's not got his back turned to them or anything like that. The point is to remove the getting ready to get started to someday possibly figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing with your time in real estate today. When you look at your whiteboards the way we coach you to do it, it actually shows you by where the white space is on the board where your work needs to be. So if you don't have your leads board filled in with buyer and seller leads, well, that tells you you've got to get to your lead follow-up and your prospecting. If you've got a board full of listings, but it seems like nothing's selling, probably a price reduction day is called for. So that's what we're always drilling down on in terms of the wipe-off boards, and I love it when you guys post your different iterations on Facebook. So nice job, Jason Lane Garrison in Homewood, Alabama. Back to you, Tim.
And if you guys don't know what Julie was talking about as far as the whiteboards and whatnot, it's easy for us, Julie, to make the mistake of talking to the people that are already in our tent. And we have to remember we have tens of thousands of people that aren't. You guys can download for free the Real Estate Treasure Map. The Real Estate Treasure Map walks you through how to do what Julie just described and create your whole entire business plan. That's really what it's all about. And also, this is a really amazing part, which I know you guys, just based on your feedback, love. You, as a listener, are entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. And what they're going to do is they're going to help you to create your lead generation wheel, which is, in my opinion, the number one job all of you guys need to be focused on the second you get your real estate licenses. So if you've not done that yet, or if you've done it a long time ago and you're not a Premier Coaching member, request your free coaching call. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and then you'll talk with one of our coaches, and they'll walk you through specifically how to get started on the Real Estate Treasure Map. But when you complete the form, we're going to give you that book, but we're also going to give you Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, your 12-month lead generation plan, and I don't even remember the name of the other two books. There's six books all together. So, guys, listen, no-brainer, timandjulieharris.com. So I'm going to read you an email. And Loyal, who calls himself a super fan, Loyal is the name of a new coaching client, and Loyal has been emailing us on and off since before he got his real estate license, and he just got his real estate license. I didn't ask Loyal if I could read his email, but I don't think he'll mind. So, Loyal, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to assign this to you in front of tens of thousands of people, and I know for a fact you're going to embrace this. I want you to start documenting your success by sending me emails, and I'll start basically the life of Loyal. Oh, I like that. Gina, there's a new section.
There you go.
A new series.
That's awesome.
Called The Life of
Loyal. I like
that. So, Loyal, just send emails to me directly updating us how you're doing, because Loyal literally just got his license. And we'll have a little section on the website, and you'll get referrals from it, hopefully, and obviously a lot of, you know, people, you'll become sort of famous inside our world. And also make sure you're posting, Loyal, your emails and whatnot on our private Facebook group. But so here's an email I got from Loyal, and I just talked to Loyal last week, actually. Good morning, Tim. I'm now a Premier Coaching client. Remember, guys, he just got his license. It's day one for me. I know the incredible information that you and Julie have been giving out, also becoming a listing agent, about working harder than anyone else I know, doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it at my very best level. What do I do in first order to make money as fast as I can? Thanks in advance, Loyal from Gainesville, Florida. Okay, and then he talks about his brokerage. So, Loyal, here's the answer. Go to the website, go to harrislearning.com, and I want you to go to the thing that says Start Here First. Julie, did you rename it, or is it still called that?
It's called Fundamentals. I put everything in the Fundamentals section. That's where the business plans are. He can make a choice between three different business plans. It gets them going with the whiteboard stuff that I just talked about. That whole bunch of coaching is in that section. So start with Fundamentals and make sure that you're completing everything. Don't just, you know, kind of dabble in it. It's meant to launch you. Whether you're like Loyal and just got licensed, or whether you're coming back to it, or maybe this is the first time you've taken it seriously, it doesn't matter. The Fundamentals is the section. Back to you.
Here's my response to Loyal. Julie, maybe we should label that more clearly on the website so they know exactly what to do. Have we changed that?
No, it says Start Here, but it's got everything that's under that kind of umbrella in one place.
Okay, got it. I didn't think so. Okay, good. So here's my response to Loyal. Now, I'm going to read it complete with my grammatical errors and whatnot because I responded to him while I was between coaching calls. Thanks, Lyle, and this is all I said. Listen, get into action. Learn as you earn. Don't wait another day. Hit the phones and start calling FSBOs and expires. Go to FSBO's doors. If the FSBO wants to upgrade to a more expensive house, and I gave him some marketing ideas. So, guys, here's what Julie and I did when we were in our early 20s, right out of college, that resulted us in selling over 100 homes, becoming a National Association of Realtors Rookies of the Year. As you guys know, we had a lot of notoriety. Well, maybe you don't because you guys haven't been in the business for 25 years, but we had a ton of notoriety. We wrote our first book, 0 to 10 million in 1 year and all that. This was forever ago. But the fundamentals, Julie, it still applies. Mm-hmm. And so, Loyal, here's your specific homework. I want you to get a list of all the for sale by owners, and I want you to get our script, and I want you to go knock on their door. Now, you can call them. That's fine as well, but I want you to go knock on their door and use our script exactly like it said. I don't want you to wait, Loyal, and everyone else, until your pre-listing pack is done. Work on that as you go. I don't want you to wait until your website is done, if you're even going to do a website, and all this other Mickey Mouse stuff that you guys think has to come and play, come before you can go after the business. I want you to learn, Loyal, on your first listing. We have, oh, Julie, you have something cool that you told me yesterday. It's a new, it was a comment on your daily premiere call, right? New
yes.
member who'd never gone to listing. Okay, so Loyal, listen, Julie's going to share with you a true story. So that's the number one thing. Loyal and everyone else, do not wait to get started. Go out and learn as you earn. Please, please do not be one of these agents that thinks, I'm not going to make any money for 3 or 4 months, so I got to work on a bunch of crappy buyer leads,
yeah,
and I'm going to buy a buyer lead.
That.
Screw all that. Become a listing agent. You'll have to beat the buyers off with a stick. And Julie has anecdotal proof from the Premier Coaching that she does every day, that all Premier Coaching members, you guys get a semi-private coaching call with Julie every single day. Yesterday, the day before, Julie, after a call, came to me and told me this really great story about one of our new members. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, and she had said she'd only been in for like a couple of weeks, had implemented the pre-listing package, the listing presentation, a lot of the scripting, pre-qualification scripts, all of that ramp up to the listing, and had gone on 5 listing appointments in, I think it was 10 days or less, and took not one, not two, not three, but all 5 of them. So don't listen to anybody who says that you have to spend all your time working off of other agents' trash cans or whatever version of doing your time they give you. Just do what we ask you to do. Earn while you learn. Remember, you don't have to be absolutely perfect at everything in order for you to earn while you learn. Keep your mindset of service, implement what we teach you to do, and you'll be off to the races. So I'm super proud, especially my premier students that are, pretty new to the class, but implementing like crazy and using it immediately. It's only as good as what you do with it, and I'm so proud of you guys that are doing something with it. Go ahead.
But the main thing, guys, is stop looking for more information. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, just stick with what's on Harris Learning. When all the agents come to your office and say, so-and-so is coming to town, you have to go listen to him talk, say, good. I'm glad all of you guys are going to be sitting in some sweaty, stinky hotel conference room. I'm going to be going and knocking on FSBOs. Please do not make the mistake that essentially our industry condones, which is basically putting agents at desks and conference rooms and chairs and all this other horse shit. Get out there and learn while you earn, guys. Go out there, knock on a FSBO door. Do what we did 25 years ago to sell over 100 houses the first year. Get into action, massive action, more action, like I was telling Loyal, than maybe you've ever been. That's the key, guys. If there's a secret, that's it. Stop looking for the answer. Premier Coaching members, you have the answer. Download, listen, apply, and get in and start making money. Help people make money. Guys, come on now. Don't make it so damn hard on yourselves.
Don't
make it so, Julie, let's
pick
up where we left off.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
All right.
Let's pick up where we left off. Top 10 reasons you didn't get the listing and secrets to getting it signed. And, Julie, we're on point number 4.
Point number 4, and all of these are practical, tactical, and implementable immediately. So point number 4, reason that you don't take listings sometimes, is you don't know the competition or the neighborhood well enough to speak with authority. Doesn't take much to get you off your game if you're a fish out of water. So here's the secret. Preview the competition. Know the average days on the market, not just for the town or the city, but for the actual neighborhood that the prospect property is in. Know the list-to-sell price ratio for the latest comparables. Know if that's going up or down historically or remaining stable. So your town overall might have an average days on the market of 60, but your little micro area might have an average days on the market of like 3 or it could be the reverse of that. You have to really know your stuff. So one of the ways to fast forward your way into knowledge is to simply preview the competition, both the pending and the active competition, before you show up. There's a great little mini script that you can use with the seller. You know, before I met with you today, I just wanted you to know that I went ahead and previewed the three pendings as well as the two homes that are competing with yours. And I've got some notes on those homes for you. I'm curious, anyone else that you've been speaking with share that information with you? And the answer will almost always be no, and you've probably got the listing just because you're paying attention and showing the seller that you care enough to get your butt out the door and see what they're up against. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Well, but Julie, here's the mistake. So I'm going to give you guys a very specific, tactical, practical way to learn the market. Yes, learn how to use the MLS. We want you to take an MLS class, but don't waste endless hours in a classroom. Don't waste endless hours trying to, you know, go get a buyer. Go get a buyer, and then that's how you'll learn the market. And if your office does do office tours, support your brokerage, and I strongly suggest you guys go on office tours as well, because then you're going to see how other agents think and talk, which is not all good. You're going to then see how basically agents go about determining price. And, you know, honestly, pricing is not some sort of – it's easy to do nowadays, really. All the information is very transparent, but you can get in the groove of it. But don't overspend time working or spending – if you're spending time with an agent, if you're spending time in your office, if you're spending time in a conference room, you're wasting time. Those are not the things you're supposed to be doing. Do not do all this normal real estate crap. This is an opportunity for you to go out there and work directly with sellers. That is your goal. Anytime, again, you're not on the phone, you're not in front of a seller or a motivated buyer, then you're wasting time. Have that as your mindset, because when you do, and I know that's not all true, right? I'm just making a statement to kind of like press you guys, maybe challenge you, especially my seasoned agents who've gotten in the habit of going to too many conferences and too many webinars. And, you know, you're basically in this, it's basically procrastination mode, guys. Get out in front of clients. When you take a listing, I don't care how crappy your day is, when you take a listing, trust me when I tell you, you're going to feel fantastic. Look for that feeling. In order to do that, you have to get off your butts. Julie, does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. It's all about always getting off your butts and getting into action. Just, you know, kind of a theme that you'll hear on the podcast now and then. Okay, so point number five, and in terms of reasons that sometimes you don't take the listing, you were rigid with your commission and or pricing. In addition, you didn't create a game plan, so the seller still feels like they're winning. Okay, no any other questions is not an effective script, especially if the seller is doing multiple transactions, a repeat client, a referring client, or someone who's tight on funds to make the move. Here's the secret. Learn how to use the unique selling propositions that we teach you through the pre-listing package, et cetera, so that, yeah, you're defending your commission. We're not saying that, you know, you should just give away your commission here and there. What we're talking about is being of service and understanding the entire picture, occasionally having some flexibility, and not being so rigid on your commission or your pricing. You know, I hear agents all the time, Tim, where they're like, I told the seller, you know, I wouldn't take it at that price, or I walked away because they wouldn't pay my commission. Well, I mean, how is that helping either of you, right? You probably still could have made your normal commission, helped the seller, had a pricing strategy so they still feel like they tried their price, and after 2 weeks, you get it sold anyway. So being overly rigid can actually cost you the transaction. So,
well, but that happens from talking to too many other agents. That what happens is you guys, the more time, I'm going to say this again, and I don't apologize if I'm offending anyone, because it's true. The more time you spend in the office, the more time you spend listening to other agents tell you how to run your business, the more time seasoned agents spend essentially in conference rooms and all these other types of things looking for the newest, greatest silver bullet, whiz bang Facebook idea, the further you're moving away from actually having success. I know it's counterintuitive. Look, guys, we sell education for a living. That's what we do. But too much is too much. And sometimes it just becomes creative, essentially a creative avoidance. That's what a lot of you guys are falling prey of. This happens every year. I start seeing in your emails any kind of feeling of overwhelm, any kind of feeling of confusion, any kind of feeling of not knowing what to do every single day. That's something that you're intentionally manifesting in your life as a creative avoidance for the things you don't want to do. That's called ultimate responsibility. It's what I just said right there. So it's very simple. Your job is to be in front of buyers and sellers. Anything and everything else you're doing during the course of a day shouldn't be done or should be delegated. That's it. That's the simple end of it. Be clear about that, and you guys will find yourself making a ton of money, a lot easier than you think, because you've avoided the biggest obstacle in the way, which is you. Next point, Julie.
That's it. Point number six, why you might not have taken it. You used a canned presentation instead of asking what the seller needs and presenting to that. Here's the secret. It's easier and more effective to present based on what the seller actually values rather than assuming that you know already. Show respect by asking questions and addressing their real concerns. Well, yes, of course, everybody wants to know what you think the price should be. Of course, they want to know what your marketing is going to be. But there's a lot of other factors for different homeowners, right? I mean, I remember going on an expired once, Tim, and she said, just don't lie to me. She had expired two or three times before. And I said, what do you mean by that? She said, two or three other agents overpromised a price that I now know after 120 days on the market I'm never going to get. Just don't lie to me. Okay, now, I could have been very canned about that presentation and just done ABC, you know, let's go. But she valued actually being asked what she cared about. So much easier than, you know, certain things of your presentation, like your CMA, are going to be relatively canned. But you don't want to make so many assumptions and just treat everyone exactly the same way. What makes you different? Why do you think sometimes homeowners ask for your commission? Because it's the only way that they know to level the playing field. You haven't done a great job speaking to what they actually care about. So that's
the pre-listing pack. The reason that the coaching client, who Julie told about, who is a new coaching client to us, I don't know if she's a new agent or not, the reason that she had basically went on five and took five is because she used the pre-listing pack. Our pre-listing pack is copywritten. It's our unique information that Premier Coaching members have access to, and what it does is the heavy lifting for you before you get to the seller's house. When you follow our listing presentation, guys, when you follow the listing process, by the time you get to the seller's house, all the fear of listing is going to be resolved. There'll be virtually no conversation about commission, no conversation about their net, no conversation about the price, no fears about all the normal things that keep agents plagued with working with buyers for most of their careers, because you guys are fearful of having to basically face down a seller that knows what questions to ask and you not having a sufficient answer. That's the reason that the only listings that most of you guys get are from centers of influence and past clients, because you're fearful of competing. Because you know you don't have the chops yet to actually go, pitch to a seller who you have no personal relationship with, and you know you're competing with other agents. That's the business. If you guys want to go to the next level, that's where it's at. You have to be able to go into any situation, any house, in any price range, in any part of your market, compete against anybody, and kick their butt. That's the level of confidence that I want you to have. That's what the listing process does for you. Don't underestimate the power of it. And for God's sake, when you become a Premier Coaching member, don't change it. Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
Some of you guys, you'll say, hey, Tim and Julie, look at my pre-listing pack. And I'll look at it and I'll say, what the hell is this piece of crap? I mean, how can you expect to get the results that so many other people get if you're starting to change it and personalize it? And then I might call you up and I might say, why did you change this page? Well, I didn't like, oh, I thought this would, no, this is not an opportunity for you to be creative. This is your purpose, your business is to help people make money. So do it right, apply it as we ask you to apply it. And after you get really good, after you become a grizzled veteran, if you then have enough experience and you have enough, I mean, honestly, credibility, if you want to start changing things, then you can change things ever so slightly. Some of you guys have become really successful following our coaching, and now you started to change too much, and now your results are starting to change. Here's your answer. Go back to what worked originally, and then you'll start getting the same results you did originally. Guys, stop making this so damn hard. Julie, next point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wanted to hover just for a second because you hit the nail on the head. Agents sometimes don't do things like the pre-listing package because they say, well, I've never had that problem before. I've never had to compete before. That's because you're only listing people that you know, only your own past clients, friends, neighbors, relatives. That's called having a speed limit to your success. If you want to continue on that path, you will eventually run out of people who you already know who are slam dunk easy deals, and then you will finally realize that you actually need a pre-listing package. Okay, now number seven is super easy to cure. But it does make certain people completely nutso. Number seven, you showed up late. It's a huge mistake. Arriving late shows disrespect, and it will mean that you are already on bad footing before you even open your mouth. Here's the secret. It's not just analytical types that look to see if you're on time, although I remember many listing appointments, Tim, where the homeowner had actually written down the agent's name and the time they showed up, how many minutes late they were. I mean, and it's not just analytical types, but they're for sure going to call you out on this. So cure this by showing up early and don't park in the driveway. Call first to confirm. Be the professional that you, if you expect to be paid like one. Now, if you live in LA and you are marooned on the 405 and you know you're going to be 20 minutes late, don't just be late. Call that seller. They're probably going to understand because they've probably been in that exact spot. But for the
most part, your goal needs to be
plan ahead and don't have that problem. Go ahead.
There's no excuse if you live in L.A. No. Of course you're going to be marooned on the 405. You need to leave earlier so you can basically be at the listing on time, right? It's what
Agreed.
You do. If you're right, exactly. If you live in L.A., you're going to be sitting – it just is insane traffic in some, you know, certain parts of Austin, certain – everywhere. You know what? Plan accordingly.
Err on the side of being early. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, okay, so you overplanned and you got there a half hour early. Drive around the neighborhood and see if there's any for sale by owners. Just a thought.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
Or you know what Julie and I used to do is we'd always show up. Now, we'd go on appointments on upper-end listings. And what we would do is we'd obviously have, we knew the market before we'd go. But Julie and I would just sit in the car and we'd do affirmations or we'd role play or review the CMA. And we had numerous times where the seller would say, I saw you got here early. You could have come in. And we could have said, and we would give them the answer, well, we were just reviewing all of our facts so we could do a great job answering all your questions during our time together. Right? And they love that. It was professional. Guys, listen, the listing presentation, going back to that, we are going to give – it's a step-by-step thing. We literally – Julie said she just dropped a little snippet, a simple thing. Don't park in the driveway. Why? Because if someone's arriving home late, they don't want you blocking their ability to pull in their garage, right? So be courteous. Think through everything. We walk you through every single thing that you do, including walking up to the front door, where to knock on the door, how to go about basically making it so when they open the door, how you should address them, what to say when you walk in the house, all the extra little micro motions that take being an expert, all the little tiny little nuanced things that usually people take decades to learn. That's what we're going to teach you so that when you walk into that house, even if you're like loyal and you've got a brand new real estate license, you're going to look and feel like somebody who's been in the business for decades. That's the point of coaching and training, right? To shorten your journey. So look, again, I'm going to say this and then we're going to wrap for today. Guys, please, it is now the start practically of the second quarter of 2017. And if you're listening to this call and replay and you're saying, oh my God, it's old information, it's not old information, it's evergreen. So just for those of you in the future who are listening to it in replay, wherever you are at whatever time of year it is, it's still relevant. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. Get your business plan done. If you don't have your lead generation wheel done yet, request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. I beg you, in all sincerity, spend your best energies learning how to become a listing agent. Don't convince yourself there's no inventory. I promise you there's tons of inventory. You just don't know where to look. Break free of the paradigm of buying buyer leads. That is no way to build a business. You're never going to make any real profit from doing that. It is an exercise in futility. So please stop doing that. Focus on becoming a listing agent. Guys, we love your feedback. We love your emails. We love to know what you like and dislike about the show. Any suggestions for people that some of our guests have come from your all suggestions. The guy we had last Thursday was from one of our listeners. So, guys, anyone you think would be a great person for me to interview on our Thursday interview day, anything whatsoever you can suggest to us to improve the show, let us know. If you're on iTunes, and I see a lot of you guys are doing this, please go in and say wonderful things. maybe be a little bit exhaustive in your exuberance about how much you love the show. That's great. And here's how it works. The more positive feedback we have on iTunes specifically, the better quality guests I can get you guys on the show. Because when I'm asked to be interviewed on somebody else's podcast, or Julie is, I go to iTunes and I just see what their feedback is. I see how many listeners they have and I decide whether or not I'm going to spend my time with that or not. Other people do that to us, so help us make it so that you guys can have better quality content on our show. If you're on iTunes right now listening, please just go ahead and leave us great feedback. And we sincerely appreciate it. Oh, and remember what Gina asked you to do at the top of the show. Go to timandjulieharris.com, complete that 2017 spring agent survey, and let us know what you think, and we'll share with you the results probably on Friday. In the meantime, you guys have a fantastic day. If you need us for anything, it's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.